You're listening to Byline on WFPL. The Veterans Administration is now on the verge of purchasing over 35 acres of property on Brownsboro Road to build a new VA hospital here in Louisville, and officials say that decision could be made in the coming weeks. Consultants have concluded that building the hospital at that site would not have a significant impact on traffic or quality of life in the area, and that was reported this week by Chris Otts of the Courier-Journal and WFPL's Devin Kadiyama, and both are here in the studio with me. Welcome, guys.
It's good to be here.
Hey, Rick.
Well, let's talk about the decision or this consultant's report that says the hospital at that site would not have a significant impact on traffic. Chris, what's been the local reaction from folks who live in the area to this?
Well, obviously, a lot of folks who live in the area disagree. The number one complaint that I've heard is just that the operation that they are trying to put onto that site is just too big for the site, and that they'd have much more room at another location. People are worried about traffic and access issues. But the VA said that they needed 25 acres of developable land, and the site is certainly that. It's, you know, the VA tends to say it's 36 acres. The developer at one point said it's 38 acres, but, you know, it's nearly 40 acres. So it's certainly big enough in terms of what the VA said that it was looking for when it put out a request for developable greenfield sites.
And the Factory Lane site, the second site, is, I believe, 99 acres.
Yes, it's huge.
In eastern Jefferson County. Yeah,
yes, it's huge. It's out off of Old Henry Road, beyond the Snyder, and kind of where there's some new outpatient healthcare facilities going up around there. But it's mostly undeveloped.
So what kind of traffic modifications will need to be made for this to go forward, Devin?
Well, they've been talking about building a new eastbound off-ramp from the Watterson to Brownsboro Road directly. That's really the biggest change that would have to happen. And they're actually starting to do some new developments, I believe, next week.
They're starting this week. There's a contract that the state government has let with, a firm from Clarksville, Indiana. They're building that new slip ramp that you were talking about that will go kind of directly off of the Watterson onto Brownsboro Road, which changes its name around there so many times that it's confusing to talk about. But basically, you'll go right by that Dairy Queen, and you'll kind of bypass that dogleg thing that people have to do now when they get off that way. There are some other improvements there. They're widening that little stretch by the Dairy Queen. They're adding a left turn lane from that off-ramp. But ultimately, the long-term solution, the state has said, is to rebuild the entire interchange at US 42 and the Watterson Expressway.
So what are we looking at in terms of a timeline? What timeline? What happens next?
Well, the VA says that they will make a decision as to the Brownsboro Road site or the Factory Lane site. Brownsboro Road is still preferred, but they haven't made the final decision yet. And that should take another couple weeks, they said. And once they do, they are free to go ahead and purchase the land. They have the funding for that. The funding for the construction has not been appropriated yet in Congress, and we don't know how much money is going to be needed for that. Congressman Yarmouth's office says that construction money shouldn't be a problem. And the VA's timeline is to complete the hospital by the end of 2017 and have it open early 2018.
What have veterans who are going to be using the hospital had to say about this location? Is there unanimous support for this, or is it kind of split?
Well, the research the VA did indicated that, by and large, they all supported staying at the Zorn Avenue location, which the VA ruled out. Beyond that, some veterans just want to see this thing, you know, get done wherever it is and be over with. Some of the younger veterans may prefer downtown. I had a story about that a few weeks ago. But for the most part, veterans just want the thing built. And they were strongly against going downtown in the aggregate numbers that the VA survey produced back in 2009.
What other sites were being considered?
Well, there's the Factory Lane site, as we talked about. There was a site off Fagenbush Lane that's been ruled out. They were considering rebuilding the hospital at Zorn Avenue. They've ruled that out. And they were also considering a site very close to University Hospital and the U of L School of Medicine downtown. They've ruled that out as well.
So I know some veterans had argued on rebuilding at the Zorn location. So obviously this looks like this Brownsboro Road location is going to be the place where it's going to be.
Sure.
When might this be finished?
The construction you're talking about?
Yes, the whole hospital.
By the end of about 2017 or early 2018, I talked with a VA official earlier this week, and she said by the end of 2017 it should be done.
So what, I guess my question would be, what needs to happen between now and then? Some of this additional funding has to be
secured
for it.
Yes, Congress has to appropriate money for it. And like I said, Congressman Yarmouth's office says that he doesn't anticipate that that will be a problem. But that money does need to be appropriated. They've got about $75 million that's already been committed just for the planning, the land acquisition, and that kind of stuff. They haven't given an estimate of how much money is needed to build this hospital, but it should be several hundred million dollars.
And again, the decision should be made in the next few weeks. The final step was getting that public comment period and then finalizing the contract from the Ohio consulting firm. I believe they're from Ohio.
Yes.
And when I was speaking with Bob Morey, who's project manager for VA, he thought this process was going to be moving forward pretty quickly.
Okay, we're going to have to cut it off there because we are out of time. Chris Ott from the Courier-Journal, WFPL's Devin Katayama, thanks for joining us. We'll be back with more in a moment.